red and the brown, the purple and yellow.
Quick quiz, John. Do you know what year that song came out?
83.
1980. 80. Do you know what else came out, like end of 1979, beginning of 1980?
The Hostages?
No.
From Iran?
No.
Sorry.
The Sony Walkman.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course.
The engineer who actually designed the original Walkman hated that name Walkman, but by the time he was protesting, they had done so much branding that they couldn't change the name. But
people in wheelchairs hated Walkman, so we called them Rollmans.
All right.
Little known fact.
So after 30 years... The Sony has announced that Japan will stop making the Walkman. China is going to continue selling a version of it just for the Asia and the Middle East, but the Walkman we have known and loved is dead. Long live the Sony Walkman. All right, a little early morning torture, courtesy of the takeaway. But that is New Kids on the Block, courtesy of one of our listeners at WLRN in Miami, saying they loved listening to New Kids on the Block on their Walkman. And we want you to add your own album to our mixtape. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE and tell us what you are listening to on your Sony Walkman. And joining us to help remember the Walkman is Keith Shockley, who produced Public Enemy with the Bob Squad. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, everybody.
It's so huge that you are here.
I know.
The Walkman come alive.
The one we're I graduated from high school.
So what were you listening to on your Walkman at that
time? It was funny. As a DJ, we was making mixtapes. And it was a variety of music. I'm not to be a person that trying to toot his own horn, but I think my first tape was a Public Enemy tape.
Would that be the tape you're listening to?
That can be, but that came a little later. But
yeah.
Yo Bum Rush the Show album was the first one.
Yeah.
The first one.
So, first of all, I mean, you came out of the hip hop scene. I mean, the Sony Walkman changed the music business forever when it became portable. It changed radio DJs because people could make their
them.
Own
you
plays.
Were saying all morning, it killed the radio
DJs.
They
kind of did.
But it made these
exactly the other kind of DJs. Yeah, explain that. What happened?
It really didn't kill the radio DJ that much. But what it did was it gave the street DJ another life. So now the street DJ could make these mixtapes for their fans or their friends or wedding parties that they're doing. And they promoted them. And what best way to go jogging or go to the gym? You got your favorite songs all on one tape. You got your Walkman. You strap it to your belt, and then hoping that it don't fall off.
That's right.
Or put it in your purse. Put it in your
girl.
They improved that clip after a while.
It got a little better.
You didn't ever wear a clip. I mean, as a female, you didn't often wear those clips. But, I mean, there were some things. I mean, suddenly, not only did you have portable music that you could take with you, and to a certain extent, that made it possible for unknown bands to suddenly become known.
To become known, yes.
Because people were sharing the music.
They were sharing the music. Wow, we was file sharing back in the 80s. Got a concept.
But with a cassette tape.
With a cassette tape. But, they were sharing the music, and bands could be like, you know, if they go in their own studio, record on their little four-track, make their mix down, give it to their friends. Hey, check this out. Oh, we're in the streets. Put it in my Walkman. I can play it right now. I can listen.
You know, there is a privacy thing about Walkmans, too, is you could put those headphones on and you could play the schmaltziest, cheesiest music and you wouldn't have to feel embarrassed because nobody else was listening.
Well, except that we're going to listen. Yeah, I'm trying to cue them without giving away which cut I'm going to listen to, because this is one of the things I was listening to and I certainly didn't let other people know.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
So, you know, I could listen to that, and I could tell people I was listening to my other cassette, Thriller, which I played until it snapped.
Oh, yeah. We like that. Until the tape pop. That's great.
But, you know, there's a few things that were just particular to the Walkman that kind of changed things around. For example, you accidentally left your Walkman in your car for a couple hours, and then the music came out sounding a little different because it melted.
It melted. We had a lot of that. I'll tell you one thing that we did because of the Walkman was... I guess we was one of the first groups to understand to make an album that was 30 minutes on one side and exactly 30 minutes on the
right.
other side.
Because yeah.
remember,
yeah.
People will make an album, then on when they got to side B, they might have at least 5 minutes, 6 minutes of dead air because they finished all the songs.
Prince albums were like that.
Was like that.
Yeah,
so then you had to fast forward, and that's a pain.
Yeah, it is.
It was
exactly.
like, oh, I got to fast forward to flip over to the next.
Yeah, and they had the little button where you could just reverse
yes.
and play the other side.
So as DJs, we came up with that concept. Me, Hank, and Chuck came up with the concept of 30 minutes on both sides exactly. So when the last song ends on side B, flips over to back to side A.
So, I mean, what was there any significance to the fact that the first time we got a portable player, it was the cassette tape as opposed to some other format?
Oh, yeah. Not unless you had 8-track.
Yeah, but that wasn't
exactly. an 8-track and a Walkman.
They had 8-track portable players, but that was woo.
Yeah. They weren't the size of a Walkman.
No,
but they were also, I mean, Walkmans were also affordable. I mean, everyone could get one.
Yeah, everybody can get one. It was very affordable. And like you said, it was very portable. You know, people started using them to go jogging, work out. I mean, you don't want to work out with a big boombox on your shoulder.
That's right.
Well, that's another form of workout.
People did. But, you know, they were kind of like the sort of athletic sneakers of the 80s
yeah.
where, you know, you had a red, yellow, you had waterproof,
yeah.
you had a sport.
Oh, I had a waterproof one.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, because I don't know why. I thought it looked cool.
I never took it in the shower, no. No, you
no.
just liked the way that it looked. What color was your first Walkman, do you remember?
It was yellow with the black. No, I'm sorry. The first one was just a dull gray.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Here's a question, though. You're an expert.
Yeah.
Auto reverse or no auto reverse?
Auto reverse.
Always auto reverse. Yeah. Always. Really?
That's
Sometimes
why we came up with the concept of the, seat, yeah. of the tape of the album being exactly 30 minutes of each side because of the auto reverse.
We got a couple tweets, and one of them came from RT at Sunny. He says, the first Walkman, many said, without a recording function, it won't sell. They were wrong. However, after a few years, they started including the Walkman that had a recording function on, which meant people were sitting there listening to the radio and then recording songs off the radio. So you could also say the Walkman kind of was the beginning of the troubles for the music industry.
Yeah, we
beginning of Napster.
Yeah, we was definitely sampling.
Yeah.
I used to do that a lot.
You would record it off the radio and then
yeah,
use it?
We record off the radio. I remember Flavor recorded a choir in the middle of the... I guess they was in the park doing the big thing, and he had a Walkman. And so he recorded a choir. And then he went back on the radio and played it back. We didn't have to pay him for royalties back then.
That's right. Everything was public domain, right? Fair use. Fair use. Just walking around with a Walkman.
We have a ton of people calling in with their memories of their Walkmans. Dee Bloomfield writes, my strongest memory of my first Walkman is listening to Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys on a school trip circa 1988. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's really what the Walkman is for a lot of people. It was the beginning of an era. It was the end of an era. And for a lot of us, that was our youth, our finding our own musical identities.
We haven't even talked about AA batteries.
Oh, you had a lot of those.
There you go. That's right.
You had a lot of those. Yeah. And I guess the battery companies, Duracell, became very popular.
Sure.
Landfills across America still remember the Sunny Walkman.
They're filled with Walkmans now.
Keith Shockley, do you still own any cassette tapes? Do you still own a Walkman?
I don't own a Walkman. But I have a cassette tape. But most of my cassette tapes are based on the songs I've done in the studio.
That's work.
And I was like, that's work.
Yeah, instead, we want to hear from people and giving us your mixtape. What were you listening to your Walkman?
This is Don in Queens. My Walkman, I listened to anything by Prince, especially his Sexuality album.
Sexuality is all you ever need.
Keith Shockley, produced Public Enemy with the Bob Squad. Always great to have you, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Think you can do better than that? Who's on our playlist? Leo Duran curates all our listener responses and makes sure you're a part of this program. Thanks to Leo Duran. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway. Oh,